With today's FruGrower Report, I'm Bob Larson. We told you yesterday about the I March for Immigration, hosted by the New American Economy, supporting immigration reform. The Washington Growers League's Mike Gempler says it's something they've been working on for a long time, but there are several reasons to do it now, starting with DACA.
They're all related to each other, but the ability of the DACA kids to stay here without seeing enforcement action against them technically begins to run out for people in March, but the ability of Congress to do something about it and have it in place by March runs out pretty much at the end of the year.
Gempler says the good news is they're getting congressional support.
That is what is happening in Congress, and Congressman Newhouse and Reichert are leaders in that effort. So I think that's a big part of it, that people who have been working on immigration issues have gathered together and selected a day that will serve that purpose as well as provide a platform for addressing the larger immigration issue.
And just how optimistic is he?
I'm pretty optimistic that there will be a push for a DACA solution with some other elements included just because of the broad support. I mean, it's 86% of the country, according to the surveys that I've seen, of voters are in favor of passing DACA, and I think Congress recognized that.
If you're wondering, there are over 28,000 DACA-eligible recipients in Washington State, with 91% of those, 16 or over, employed, earning more than $503 million annually.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your FruGrower Report.